now joined live in the studio. He's here. Good morning, James Graham.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Very good.
And what are you like mornings-wise?
Usually I'm not that much of a morning person, but I made a special effort for you this morning.
Yeah, you've been saying off air you've had a lot of early mornings.
Yeah, a lot of early mornings.
I feel great after my 13 hours sleep. So stupid. Talking about earlier, it's ridiculous.
It is 13 hours sleep, but you're trekking through. It's good.
Yeah, I am very awake.
You are very awake.
Makes a change. So your niche is X Factor.
Yep.
On telly wise, we've seen the Room audition and the Arena audition.
Mm-hmm.
Add some stats. So your Room audition on YouTube now has 236,441 views.
Oh, cool.
And your Arena audition has 265,896 views.
Literally didn't know either of them.
No. Yeah, wow. I said that when Lauren came in, I read them out. She's like, I didn't have a clue.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a clue. Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it must be like, think that many people have watched you, plus the people obviously then saw it on the telly. That's millions.
Yeah.
Is it quite weird thinking that many people have watched me sing?
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I didn't even think about it, to be honest. I hadn't watched them or looked at any stats or anything. That's amazing.
It's really cool. Should say as well, if you want, you can come and watch this online, phoenixfm.com/chatroom, if you want to come and have a watch of this interview. I thought I'd try and find something that we have in common.
Okay.
So we can just, like, get to start the interview.
Okay.
We're both Man United fans, I've worked out.
Yes, I love that.
So, what's your views on Man U at the moment?
I'm very happy now that squad seems to be more rounded. We've bought all the players we need to buy, and I think we're going to win the Premier League now. That's my prediction.
I think third.
Yeah, realistically third. Realistically, but I'm just being one of those classic Man U fans. Oh, we're going to win everything.
We'll win a cup.
We'll win a cup, yeah.
So, before we get on to the X-Factor stuff, what was life like before doing anything X-Factor related? What was sort of went on in your life?
Well, I just sort of... I gigged a bit. I was homeschooled from a certain age. My mum did that for me. So I literally just did that. So homeschooling and gigging and just trying to really chase the singing dream, to be honest.
So it was always music from a young age?
Yeah, like, I mean, I developed a real want to do it when I was about 14. So, like, for a few years, I've really wanted to do it, but it was between football and singing for quite a while. Like, I played football for since I was like 4 or 5, through to when I was about 14. Then I had to quit because of the singing.
Okay, so the singing sort of overtook anything.
Yeah, singing just overtook it because I just enjoyed it a lot more than everything else.
Yeah. So in your Room audition, you chose the song "You Give Me Something." Why was it that song to sing?
I think I just wanted to show different elements of my voice, maybe just being a bit different to the other solo males, and just trying to stand out a little bit in the way that I was singing, to be honest.
Yeah, and then you sung Adele's "I Can't Make You Love Me" in the arenas. Was there a conscious thought of what to sing in a room when it's sort of more acoustic for people, and what to sing when you've got thousands of people watching?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a completely different ball game. You've got to, like, in the room, it's such an intimate environment. You've got to really cleverly choose your song. When it comes to the arena, I think it's just got to be a choice of what you like, because if you like it, hopefully the audience will like it, but if you like it, you can feel it more and get more into the atmosphere of the song.
Yeah, I think it's like anything. If you come across, you're enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's more high chance that people watching are going to be enjoying it. And what was there one that was more nerve-wracking? Because obviously I think the Room audition's nerve-wracking in the sense that they're four people who've done pretty well in the music industry in that sense, and it's just you and them. But then the arena, you think, not only have you got those really successful people, you've got thousands of people.
Yeah, I mean, like, you've got... To be honest, I don't know what one would have been more nerve-wracking, because in the first one, it's so intimate. As I said, like, you're... Like, the distance I'm away from you, it's just these four massive music people. And you've got...
I'm not like that.
You've got the team around you as well, like, the camera's all in your face. At the arena, you sort of get lost in it a little bit, and the lights are in your eyes, so it's a bit easier to sort of relax into it. So probably the room was more nerve-wracking.
Okay, yeah. And you said in your Room audition you weren't a big animal lover. And there's that picture that's gone around on Twitter quite a bit that someone's made of the quotes between you and Simon.
Yeah.
But I did notice, was it yesterday you went to Colchester Zoo?
The day before I went to Colchester Zoo,
last you went to Colchester Zoo. So are you now a full-on... And you're wearing a zebra print style
I am,
shirt.
Yeah. I didn't have time to explain it. Like, it was just sort of said in the heat of the moment because I was so nervous. And I wondered why Simon was asking me about pets, and I just panicked a little bit. I'm more scared of them. I'm scared of animals. Like, zoo animals. I like zoo animals because they're like behind glass and they can't do anything to you. But
I see what you mean. Yeah.
House pets really scare me.
Okay, well, I have planned something.
Oh, good. Okay.
I bought my dog.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, God. I was going to say, oh, lovely, get it in.
Oh, I was trying to make you more scared. You were just like, yeah, all right. I did actually consider bringing my dog.
You should have done that.
I don't think it would have gone down well.
You should have brought your dog.
I can't imagine it would have gone down well, bringing the dog, when she, like, chopped through a wire.
Oh, God, yeah, no, that would be good.
I can't imagine that would have gone down well. Oh, I wanted to ask you something, actually. In the entertainment news this morning, we learned that Brian Friedman, I don't know if you know, he's back on the show as creative director. We sort of, it was announced sort of yesterday, and we heard it this morning. Obviously, we don't know if you're through to the live shows yet. You do, but we don't.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, you go through to the live shows. Okay. You work with Brian. I know he very much divides opinion because he does do some extravagant sets.
Yeah.
That's one way of putting it. How would you feel if Brian Friedman was like, I want you to, I don't know, dress up in this, dance around this dancer, when we're going to set the stage as a graveyard? He's quite out there. How would you feel about being told to do stuff like that?
I think I'd just be quite happy that I was at that stage, to be honest. Like, I'd probably do anything apart from maybe, I'd probably draw the line at a dress.
Yeah, but if they made you dress up as a woman,
if they made me dress up as a woman, Brian, stop! Right? I don't want to be a woman.
I'm not Jed with Brian. Calm down.
I'd probably do anything but wear a dress and high heels.
But anything else?
Anything else I'm up for? Yeah.
Anything else goes. Because you're sort of what I'd call like more a soulful singer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're like poppy.
No, I do. Like, I love a bit of soul.
Yeah. So obviously they have the themed weeks on the shows that if you potentially did, does that slightly? Is that quite nerve-wracking, thinking you might have to adapt? You might have to try and sing a lot of styles that you're not used to?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that's one thing of, like, for anyone who does get to the lives and who's lucky enough to get there, it's, like, a massive responsibility to be able to have to sing all these different styles and to pull it off every week. Like, I really admire the people who can make it there, like, and actually do it. Like,
I mean, it's quite impressive, I think.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Because you only have a week in between
to learn songs,
learn routines, etc. Yeah. We talked to Lauren about this, and I'm hoping she'll stick with what I suggested.
Yeah.
We talk about fan names. And I was talking about earlier how Twitter's gone a bit mental. Even at 8:40 in the morning, people are awake listening and stuff. Have you got a fan name sorted yet for people on Twitter?
I haven't, no. Like, some people have tweeted me about it. There's been a few ideas. A few people DM'd me them. Someone said the Grahamers.
Yeah, I had Grahamers. Because for Lauren, I came up with Platettes.
That's really good, actually.
And then, so my,
that's really good. My name's just a bit rubbish when it comes to names. Yeah,
well, for her, it was either Platters, Platettes, or the Platts.
Platettes is brilliant.
So
Lauren's got to go with that.
So I'm hoping, that's the thing. I'm hoping Lauren goes
she's
with
got
Platettes.
I'll give that a push. Yeah, she's got to go with
I
that.
I feel we've got to push that.
We've got to push that, definitely.
So, I mean, for you, I obviously had the Grahams.
The Grahams, yeah. That sounds a bit like my family.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing. It sounds a bit like we're going around the Grahams.
Going around the
Grahams. Does sound a bit like that.
I don't know. My name's just a little bit rubbish when it comes to that. I might just think of something completely random, like not.
Yeah, just not related.
Like the.
Well, I had the Quiffs.
The Quiffs.
Tied to your hair.
The Quiffs. That could work.
The Quiffs, or something.
The Quiffs.
I don't know. A lot of people have Quiffs. So I don't know if that's.
That's true. I might tweet about it later and see what people
see. What response you get, I bet some people have better ideas than us, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I literally have not had one idea.
No, I think your name's harder.
Yeah, it's just a bit boring. James
is quite an obvious name.
Yeah.
Have you got a middle name?
David.
The Daves.
The Daves. For God's sake, Mum, you gave me a really boring name.
That sounds like a group of truckers.
The Daves.
The Daves. The Daves on the N25.
Daves on the N25.
Oh, you actually mentioned your mum. She's featured, I was quite heavily in the show.
She's on it more than me.
She's been on the show like a lot. She's been on the telly.
Yeah.
She's like, I'd say, your biggest supporter, isn't she?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, she. I've said this on most things I've done now. She just always, whether it's annoying or not, she's always behind me, keeping me going, and. I guess it gets annoying sometimes, sorry Mum, but it's fine, it keeps me going, so I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for Mum.
She always sort of pushed the singing?
Yeah, definitely.
Encourage you to sing?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't have gone for X Factor if it wasn't for my mum, so.
That's, you know, so if you do well out of it, you can thank your mum.
Yeah, cheers Mum.
Okay, we're going to play some Owl City, and then we'll be back with James. Got a quiz planned, an X Factor themed quiz.
Love quizzes.
So we'll do, I love a quiz too, so we're going to play some Owl City. And then we'll be back next doing an X Factor quiz with James Graham. 8:48 on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show on Friday, 19th of September. Still joined in by the studio, James Graham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you still good?
Yeah, no, I've woken up a bit now. I'm good.
You feel a bit more
I'm feeling good.
Now.
I'm feeling vibrant.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I felt from like 6 this morning.
Yeah, no, so I'm feeling good. I think 8:48 and I'm feeling vibrant.
That's the time. We should have started the interview at 8:48.
We should. I'd have been wide awake from the start then.
All switched on. So, boot camp is next. And obviously, we can't say a lot because it's not been on the telly.
Yeah.
So, we have to be careful how we talk about this. But this year, it's still the whole, the judges have an X amount of chairs.
Yeah, the chairs.
They then will either go yes to the chairs, but then if they want to get rid of someone for someone else, they can say no. Because I remember last year, it was the first time they did it last year.
Yeah, it was brutal last
and
year.
And it was brutal. It was brutal.
Yeah.
Because you being on the chair, you're thinking, I'm through to judges' houses. Actually, no, get off, mate.
Yeah, oh,
you go on.
Oh, I did. Oh.
Okay. Oh, now I'm out of the show. So,
yeah,
obviously, you've done boot camp, so we can't talk about how you found it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
X Factor. But. Must be quite before you actually film boot camp, knowing that was the process and having seen it last year, must have been quite daunting thinking, I don't want to be on a chair, then thrown off a chair and then
I mean before even going into boot camp, the thought is in your head, you're like, oh god, what if I even get to the chairs, getting thrown off one. So it's really brutal. Like, I remember watching it last year, I was like, wow.
Because I remember watching last year, and people always like the idea of it being harsh on a talent show.
Yeah.
So having Simon back this year, I think people like it because he tells the truth, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
And I even remember last year on Twitter, it was sort of people going, maybe this is a bit too far.
Yeah.
Like people weren't sure that they liked the sort of harsh side of talent shows. But I remember people last year thinking, maybe it's a bit too harsh.
You're taking it too far now, haven't you?
Yeah. You're actually ruining people's lives.
Yeah, you're just breaking lives here. It's really brutal. Like, watching it last year was brutal, and I didn't know I was going to even go in for X Factor at that point, watching it last year, so...
Yeah, at what point did you decide to apply?
January, I think. I was just like, new year, I was like, do you know what, I'm going to give X Factor a go.
Can't lose anything.
Can't lose anything, so I went for it.
Yeah, let's say, I don't know, it's not trying to be negative, but X Factor doesn't work out this year, would you consider applying again in the future?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely, like... If it didn't work out this year, I would definitely be straight back. Like, the stages I've been through so far, they're, like, it's a really, really good competition. They take good care of you backstage. Like, at the room auditions, they're really nice. At the arenas, they're lovely to you backstage. It's a really, really brilliant, and it's such a massive platform. Like, obviously, I'd recommend it to anyone. It's a fantastic thing to do.
Must be a good platform for Lauren Platt.
Yeah.
That's a pun there.
A platform for Lauren Platt.
A Lauren platform. Great pun there.
I'm just listening to that.
Right, we'll try and do this quiz now. So, as I said, with Lauren, we did sort of one of those like online quizzes to start to get which member of a boy band you'd be.
Okay.
All those sort of online quizzes. I did think we could do the same, but it could be a bit boring if people heard that and heard the same thing. So, we'll get some quizzy music. And this is, you're going to now judge the judges.
Judge the judges, okay, that's cool.
So I'm going to read out comments that the judges have said to you from your arena or room audition.
Okay.
And you have to say which judge said that comment. See how well you can remember the audition.
Okay then.
Obviously this was a while ago. We've seen them recently, but this was filmed months ago for you.
Yeah.
So this could be tough. So we'll start with this one. You have a real soulful R&B tone and that vibrato is deadly. I loved it.
Mel B.
That was Mel B.
Yes.
Correct. Number two. You know what, James? This stage makes or breaks you. And for you, it made you.
I know that was one of the lads. Simon?
It was Simon.
Yes.
That's too insightful for Louis. Louis Moore. Yeah, that's good. It was good for 17.
That's a pretty good impression there.
Do you think?
That's really good. I thought he was in the room for a second.
He is.
Louis?
Apart from X Factor, he's got nothing else to do, so... He's nibbling a wire. You may be the little dark horse of this competition.
Was that Simon as well?
It was Simon as well.
Okay, correct. I'm good at this.
You're remembering it well.
I am.
Here we go, we'll do another one. What a surprise. I didn't think you were going to be this good. You got so much soul.
Louis Walsh.
I could have not said that.
It just came out. You got so much soul.
You got so much soul. You'd be good in a boy band. Great audition. I love the song choice. I love the tone of your voice. I've got a good feeling about you, James.
Let's hear it one more time.
Great audition. I love the song choice. I love the tone of your voice. I've got a good feeling about you, James.
Was that Simon as well?
That was Simon
as well. I thought it was Simon as well, yeah.
A lot of them are Simon, because he says the most.
Okay, next one, Simon.
He's probably paid to be most on the telly, isn't he? Probably works out that way. We'll do another one. That is exactly what the X Factor is all about. You have got it and more with sprinkles on top.
I know that's Mel B because I remember the sprinkles
comment. Where's Mel B? She does say some weird comments, because to you she said sprinkles, and to Lauren Platt she said, that was so good, I want to slap you.
I remember that, yeah. No, she's... Oh, I love Mel B. Absolutely love her.
I think she's good on the show.
Yeah, I love her. She's brilliant.
She's good. Here we go. It's the best version of that song I've heard.
Someone said that.
Someone said it was from, as a clue, that was from the Arenas, if that helps.
Okay. Cheryl.
It was Cheryl, correct. Her final one.
If I get this, it's going to be a full pass.
I think you're a contender. I think you're a contender.
This is big stuff now, because this could be a full house.
This could be for...
This could make me or break me.
8 out of 8.
This could be 8 out of 8. I've never got full marks on anything before. This could be...
This is a massive moment. This is more important than winning the X Factor.
This is more important than winning the X Factor. Contender.
I think you're a contender, James. Do you want a clue?
Simon?
It wasn't.
Was it Louis?
It was Louis.
Oh, I said that first. Cut.
Well,
cut.
When this goes up on the website, I can just edit that.
Yeah, edit. I said Louis, everyone. It's fine.
I can just,
Did Louis say that?
I think you're a contender, yeah.
I honestly didn't hear that.
Right.
That's nice. That's a nice little extra. I didn't know that.
I think that was the last comment, though. So probably by the time you've had three good comments.
I was probably a bit like,
I was as a clue going to go, I think you're a contender. I think you're a contender, James.
I think you're a contender.
I think you're doing. You've got potential. You look good in a white suit. On a stool. So, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure. Come back on the show at some point.
I definitely will. It's been lovely.
Later on, whatever happens.
Whatever. I'll just come in a few months.
Just come in. Just come in a month.
I'll come in a month. It's done.
Just say good morning to everyone who helped explode my Twitter as well. Thank you very much.
Good morning to everyone who helped explode
Twitter.
Thank
you to the James Graham fans.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Lovely.
Thanks, guys. Right, we're going to play some 5 Seconds of Summer. News and sport headlines next. And, best of luck on the show, James.
Thank you very much.